Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Friday. And this is December 9, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. And today we are joining Dr. Willie Wilson as he honors veterans. Today, Dr. Wilson held a dinner in honor of veterans at downtown Mediano. And here was an opportunity for him to understand the needs of the veterans as he takes a look at his run for mayor and how he may be of assistance to those who are looking for new leadership that may hear their needs. Dr. Wilson asked veterans to answer questions or ask questions of him to enable him to understand their issues and to provide a way for him to give them some reassurance that he understands their needs. So let's join him now here at Mediano downtown, where he is addressing those veterans and their questions and giving them a chance to better understand what he can do as mayor of the city of Chicago. Many veterans expressed concerns because they have, in fact, in many cases, been suicidal and have been feeling that no one understood their pain. So here is Dr. Willie Wilson.
Sound like you guys are my heroes. You protect the country. And you protect the world. And you protect the globe. That's why in Latin America, we reach from sea to sea, shore to shore. You know, and so we thank all of you all for coming out today and give me an opportunity to ask you, ask myself some questions that you might want to ask. If I do not have an answer, I'll just say I don't have an answer. Right? But we'll get it some kind of way. Right? But I think that the coming out listening to people are very, very important. If you don't come out and don't come in, you just very well don't know what's going on. In Chicago, the country is all about smiling and communicating with its citizens. Our trust fund will be here another couple of weeks from now. I thought about that. What is there to do more to try and help the people who may not have a patrician? If you want to struggle that we are and to provide our homeless, or the one that feeling that they've been left all alone. We said that we want to make a difference. I used to always listen to a song, I believe I got the name of it right, what does the loneliness do for trust me. And all of us at some point in time get to the situation that we get down and we get out. So some of it down is that we don't have loved ones to be around. And some of us get down because it seems like she was in this push of God. I asked that Fridell to help with this situation today, help me coordinate it, and ask Brother Nona to help make this possible, Don, Mrs. Watkins, to help with this song, get a chance to come out and just meet you all. A lot of you have not met. A good idea for me to get to meet you. Good idea for me to get to meet you and know your thoughts, know what your needs are. You know, so that when we take over the office in Chicago, and we're under invite and opportunity. A lot down to the city. I was running for mayor last time, we ran for the U.S. Senate. One of the experiences we learned from people was that when we ran for president of the United States of America, different issues that's out there and a different problem that we have. You know, it's a different world outside of our world. When we should all try to operate and get come out of our world and get into somebody else's world to make us better human beings or help others. That's to me what life is about. And so today I get the chance to hear you and your questions, your concerns. And get a chance to learn. Get a chance to know how I feel. From my imagination. I won't state that I understand it totally because they just served in the armed forces. They didn't want me in the armed forces. They gave me this thing called poor health. And I still don't know what that meant today, but it was a poor health. Don't know what that means. But they didn't want me anyway, but I thank all you all for going in my stead. We truly want you to know that we appreciate you. That's why we are here. My customer is here today, y'all. My customer is being around you and listening. My customer is to make sure that I can make a difference in every human being life. My customer is there. We've been able to life to be able to experience everything that my heart has desired. We've been blessed by the Lord to be able to bless you. And I know that's hard, but I'm one of the blessed ones to have everything that I have wanted in life, that my heart has desired in life. You look at that now. But it's just for me to be able to get and have the stuff. It was, I was good here to be able to give back. As I said a few minutes ago, that I was put here not to complain or talk about problems, but I'm put here to solve these problems of this. And my small world that God has granted me, we'll do all we can to fix in my small world. So in order to serve others, one must make sacrifice to give up their comfort zones to help others. One must step out and want nothing for self. With the same token that one must realize that in life and that goes like this here, that you have to graduate first from the ones who walk over you, one who don't help you. You know, the one who hold you down, but one who talks to you. You have to graduate from that in order to help people without holding animosity I have done it, ladies and gentlemen. And there's no reason Canada to take life as it is, and we continue to face problems that exist today. We continue to face and look forward for the problem that pops up tomorrow. Because you can deal with anything that you want to deal with. You feel your hope. You must not ever forget that. You must not even think about the idea of suicide. You got to believe that there is a God. They take your all.
The first of many questions. And the first question, what way to start? First question is, will the city, when you become mayor, have a veteran liaison? And will that person be a veteran?
To answer that question, it's your best. We will ensure that you have an office in City Hall that can relate to the issues. We will make sure that not only you have an office in City Hall, but have someone in each agency of City Hall to represent your views and your thoughts, that we can be able to deal with it and get to the problem and solve the problem. Yes.
Next question. What educational benefits will be available to veterans?
Do you see that an education benefit would be just to me? You get a chance to learn how government works. You have to be open to bring in your ideas. You have to be able to look at whatever you do not to be ever intimidated to ask a question or to be afraid to ask a question. We will have open government. That if you ask a question, then you can be able to, would be able to act on it. The education part of this conference is that when we make those decisions together, we learn together. We make mistakes together, and we make sure that we will succeed together. If one person try to go at it by themselves, you never win. But it takes all of us to win and to learn about government, even learn about themselves. This is America. We're free. We can do these type of things and learn together. If I myself, as a sharecropper, that's what I am. Sharecropper is one who was raised down south, who picked cotton, chopped cotton, and worked for 13 years without a paycheck. Sharecropper. And all is went one day in eighth grade. And what made it? If I can do it.
Benefits will you provide for veterans in the city or elsewhere?
How the benefit? Here's my thought. It is that nobody should never have a home sleeping on the streets. In the city of Chicago, that not only that you can live in, but Green Molly. We need to get us there. I believe that a lot of these schools that closed down, we have to move in them, create jobs, create trade, and things of that nature to make us all. Will there be any financial assistance from the city when you are mayor or veterans?
The way we look at the financial situation this way, when we create grants and things of that nature, we must create a way that you're successful. And you're successful and become entrepreneur. You then can pay the dollars back that you've been successful and made it and reach back and helping other people. Money is a kind of a situation where we have to take those dollars, reinvest them, put grants together, and put people underneath that understand the different type of business, and put the craze together that you can learn, but have a safety net underneath that test you, and then just help bail you out and make sure that you are successful. We do not believe in failure. We will never believe in failure. We will never even accept the notion of failure. It takes the spirit to keep it going. Housing, things of that nature, we will make sure that you got safe and live. You guys and ladies are the one protecting you. If you're going to protect me, I got to make sure you're all right to protect me. Yeah? And so my heart would be always in the place of one to protect me. You know? But it's human nature to take, in my opinion, to protect those who protect you first. And the rest would fall as it may. So that is the situation my mind. Oh. But the biggest thing is about this year. I need your input. I need your ideas. I need your hard work. We do it together. And we make things happen together.
Many veteran service organizations, such as the American Legion Post, throughout the city, are in need of renovation. Will you assist to renovate these Legion posts so as to attract younger servicemen and women to these organizations?
We must take, again, hook up together, work together with young people, middle-aged people, the senior citizen people, such as myself, and learn together. We must take a lot of our marriage places, turn them into training, skills, programs as well, so we produce the best and bring out the best that America can do it. We must use them more than just 1 or 2 hours a week. We must use them 7 days a week. In order to train young people, in order to young people to learn from all of you all. And as we do these types of things, then we can begin to create an economic powerhouse. Because that they don't just sit there. And you drive by and you can't spend it. We need to invest into technology to make sure we can communicate between all of the different American places and all the different and we need to come together as one. We will invest and we will make it happen with God help and with your help and put it to working together. That's how it works.
Veteran business opportunities currently are at a 3% margin with the federal government. What will you do to help this leading minority group made up of veterans, especially disabled veterans.
A lot of disabled veterans and also non-disabled veterans. A lot of faces right now, as my campaign manager pointed out to you as well, we don't have the somebody to get involved in a wheelchair. We need to make sure that we can install a wheelchair to get into the building and things of that particular nature as well.
And that was Dr. Willie Wilson at the Maggiano's, where he is giving honor to veterans for their service and is showing his appreciation as a citizen and is giving them an opportunity to share their needs as veterans and is giving them an opportunity to be heard. I'm Naima Latif for the media. On Air Daily News, wishing you a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.